Chapter 2. All right, let's get some goddamn back into that. Stringer team, move it up. Move your ass up. A warm front had come in about midnight, and the snow had turned to sleet. The permaplast stringer weighed 500 pounds and was a bitch to handle, even when it wasn't covered with ice. There were four of us, two at each end, carrying the plastic girder with frozen fingertips. Rogers was my partner.
Steel!
The guy behind me yelled, meaning that he was losing his hold. It wasn't steel, but it was heavy enough to break your foot. Everybody let go and hopped away. It splashed slush and mud all over us.
God damn it, Petrov, Rogers said. Why didn't you go out for the Red Cross or something? This fucking thing's not that fucking heavy.
Most of the girls were a little more circumspect in their speech. Rogers was a little butch.
All right, get a fucking move on, stringers. Epoxy team, dog 'em, dog 'em.
Our two epoxy people ran up, swinging their buckets.
Let's go, Mandel. I'm freezing my balls off.
Me too,
the girl said with more feeling than logic.
One, two, heave!
We got the thing up again and staggered toward the bridge. It was about three-quarters completed. Looked as if the second platoon was going to beat us. I wouldn't give a damn, but the platoon that got their bridge built first got to fly home. 4 miles of muck for the rest of us, and no rest before chop. We got the stringer in place, dropped it with a clank, and fitted the static clamps that held it to the rise beams. The female half of the epoxy team started slopping glue on it before we even had it secured. Her partner was waiting for the stringer on the other side. The floor team was waiting at the foot of the bridge, each one holding a piece of the light-stressed permaplast over his head, like an umbrella. They were dry and clean. I wondered aloud what they had done to deserve it, and Rogers suggested a couple of colorful but unlikely possibilities. We were going back to stand by the next stringer when the field first, name of Dugelstein, but we called him All Right, blew a whistle and bellowed,
All right, soldier boys and girls, 10 minutes. Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
He reached into his pocket and turned on the control that heated our coveralls. Rogers and I sat down on our end of the stringer, and I took out my weed box. I had lots of joints, but we were ordered not to smoke them until after night chop. The only tobacco I had was a cigarro butt about 3 inches long. I lit it on the side of the box. It wasn't too bad after the first couple of puffs. Rogers took a puff just to be sociable, but made a face and gave it back.
Were you in school when you got drafted?
She asked.
Yeah, just got a degree in physics, was going after a teacher's certificate.
She nodded soberly.
I was in biology.
Figures. I ducked a handful of slush.
How far?
6 years, bachelor's and technical. She slid her boot along the ground, turning up a ridge of mud and slush, the consistency of freezing ice milk.
Why the fuck did this have to happen?
I shrugged. It didn't call for an answer, least of all the answer that the UNEF kept giving us. Intellectual and physical elite of the planet, going out to guard humanity against the Tauran menace. Soyuz shit. It was all just a big experiment. See whether we could goad the Taurans into ground action.